This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Nancy, last name Sisco, S-I-S-C-O. Date of birth is March 30th, 1945. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit with Mrs. Sisco with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, COPD, iron deficiency anemia, and vascular dementia. Her last visit was June 9th of this year. She's very pleasant and cooperative today and states she's been feeling well. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She denies chest pain or respiratory difficulties. She denies problems with urine. She does complain of some edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight spironolactone is 25 milligrams daily, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 191 pounds, pulse is 74, blood pressure 124 over 74, left arm sitting large adult cuff. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, and she has 1+ edema of ankles and feet bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done September 8th of 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.36 with estimated GFR 39. Calcium 9.2, sodium 141, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 25. Albumin is 3.7. Hemoglobin is 10.8, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. We would like to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, anemia of chronic disease. She's not low enough to receive IV iron or epigen. You need to be less than 10 and less than hemoglobin and less than 30 on the hematocrit, but we will continue to monitor this. 3, COPD, currently stable, no exacerbation, normal lung sounds. And 4, vascular dementia, very pleasant. And the patient will have lab studies every 3 months and a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.